You're with Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in studio by Kate Lochte and by phone with Joan Stevens.
Joan is with the Tennessee National Wildlife Refuge, which opens a new visitor center about 15 minutes from Paris. And Joan, I'd love to share with our listeners the quote from Rachel Carson that you included in an invitation to a big opening day Saturday that we're going to talk about. Those who contemplate the beauty of the earth find reserves of strength that will endure as long as life lasts. It's a big thought, Joan, and I welcome you to Sounds Good to share more about the new visitor center.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. Yes, we here at Tennessee National Wildlife Refuge, this refuge has been here since for 65 years, about the time of Kentucky Lake was created, the refuge was created, but we now have the opportunity to sort of share what is unique about the refuge in this area with the community and with the folks at large through this new visitor center, which has an exhibit hall and environmental education classroom and several other things. So,
one part of the visitor center that draws me through illustration is the beautiful veranda looking over the lake.
Yeah. I've heard somebody say that as far as visitor centers on refuges, they think we have one of the best views, or it's placed in the best place as far as having a drop-dead gorgeous view of Kentucky Lake, or it's actually a bay of Kentucky Lake out here. And just yesterday, you know, a big bald eagle came swooping through, and there's just all kinds of wildlife and birds that you can see from this location. And so we put a nice big patio out there that has three spotting scopes and rocking chairs. There's actually, in the wintertime, we have outdoor fireplace out there. There are interpretive signs that help interpret what you're seeing out there. And so even the back patio, we think, is going to be enjoyable for people to come and view and visit the refuge.
I should imagine it might be a little distracting for working there, wanting to go sit in a rocking chair and just look.
Yeah, that would be the temptation. Actually, we just moved just a couple of weeks ago, and so it's been quite a bevy of activity getting ready for this grand opening here. So we have been working hard to get the place up and running and ready, but I believe we're kind of set and looking forward to this weekend.
Well, tell me about Saturday.
Yeah. Saturday, it starts at 10 o'clock with a ribbon-cutting ceremony, a couple of dignitaries speaking, and the honor guard from the Sheriff's Office, Henry County Sheriff's Office, will do a flag raising on our main flagpole. And after the ribbon-cutting will be all kinds of family-friendly activities. We will have tents and canopies all spread out across the back yard, and in it, we'll have all kinds of agencies, organizations, and groups that have come to help us celebrate the day. Very kid-friendly activities such as building bluebird boxes, live eagle programs, misnetting for songbirds and banding songbirds, turtle races, insects and butterfly collections, and even in archaeology and history of the rivers. So we have a lot of activities going on besides seeing our new facility and experiencing all the exhibit hall and looking at our new auditorium. There's a movie you can watch in there, and seeing our environmental education classroom. So we think it's going to be a very fun day out in a beautiful setting. The kids will get a passport when they get here, and on the passport has all these activities, and if they do 10 of the 15 activities, they get a junior refuge manager's badge and certificate. So it's going to be a very family-friendly day. We will also have lunch available. The Boy Scouts, there's a local Boy Scout troop that will be selling lunches, because it's kind of far out here and drinks out there for folks. I believe it's a barbecue and chips and drink for like $6 there. So we'll have that available for folks. And we will also have a Blue Heron bookstore, brand new nature bookstore that will be open and available for folks to shop in, nature guides and T-shirts and hats and mugs and all that kind of stuff will be available in the Blue Heron bookstore.
I actually pulled that out of the attraction as something special. I think you've kind of hit a sweet spot for all of our Audubon Society folks in our audience. Tell me how to get there.
You will take Highway 79 North out of Paris, Tennessee, and turn on to Oak Grove Road South. From there, it's about a 7-mile drive, but there are very good directional signs at every turn. The address of the building is actually 1371 Wildlife Drive in Springville, Tennessee. However, it's a brand new location and building and even street. So I'm not sure the GPS and Google Maps and whatever have them already in place. So you may not be able to use your GPS unit like you normally do to find the place. You may have to do it the old-fashioned way and go Highway 79 North, turn on Oak Grove Road South, and follow the directional signs.
Joan, it is to be assumed that this new visitor center will accelerate the programming available at the refuge.
Yeah, the refuge is kind of a unique and biologically unique place. As I said, we've been here a long time, and we were created for migratory birds. So we have, for instance, over 300 birds on that can be found at different times on the refuge. And in a state that has just a little over 400 birds, that's kind of significant. And certain sections of the refuge where the Duck River feeds into the Tennessee River, you can find 144 different species of fish, which is, to put that into perspective, that's more fish species than can be found in all the Great Lakes combined, and we have it right here on this refuge. So we're fairly biologically significant, but this will be able to connect people up to show them what we have right here close to them that they can come and interact with, and that's what we consider this place to be all about, connecting people with nature. So we hope that you start your adventure here, but you continue it out on actually interacting with the nature that we have abounding all around here.
Well, congratulations to you all. The new visitor center at the National Wildlife Refuge, the Tennessee National Wildlife Refuge out of Paris, opens Saturday, and then beginning July 21st, your center will be open.
That's correct. We will be open from Monday through Saturday from 8 to 4. And I will add in that we do have a full environmental education wing, so we will be trying to get as many field trips and programs scheduled in this place as possible. And to do that, you can just contact me at 731-642-2091.
Joan Stevens, thanks so much for being with us.
All right. Thanks for the opportunity.
You're with Murray State's WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you.